character in the series, The L Word and the Gates. Olga. Olga is quite special. Olga Camargo is Senior Vice President of Mesro Financial. She was just appointed by Rahm Emanuel to serve on the Chicago Planning Commission. We've also been extremely busy transforming space. In spite of the difficult economic times, UIC has made some progress in updating its infrastructure and learning environments via gifts, internal reallocation, and grants. The Electronic Visualization Laboratory, under the direction of Dr. Jason Lee, has developed 3D imagery for use in research and teaching. The Cyber Commons is a wall-to-wall LCD flat-screen display that allows users to work in real time and with other students and researchers around the world. One of our newest spaces for students to gather just opened November 15th, and it has become an instant favorite, the newly remodeled 1,500-square-foot space on the Daily Library's first floor. The acronym is IDEA, and I stands for information, D for data, E for expertise, and A for access. This facility is open 24 hours a day, Sunday through Thursday. Our latest success in our ongoing effort to update infrastructure includes the remodeling and update of two of UIC's most busiest lecture halls. And our campus is greener than ever. UIC Office of Sustainability was honored with the Illinois Recycling Association Grand Champion Award for Outstanding College and University Recycling. The Governor's Sustainability Award was also given to us, acknowledging our efforts to improve the environment. Campus buildings are going green. What can I say? We have installed geothermal wells to solar panels. Green roofs are thriving atop the arch and architecture buildings, Stuckel Towers, the Behavioral Science Building, and UIC Theater. We've also hosted some wonderful dignitaries. We were very proud to be the venue for President Hogan's first lecture, presidential lecture on diversity. Dr. Richard Tapia, a National Medal of Science winner, spoke about the importance of diversity and developing talent in terms of moving the STEM agenda forward. Cardinal Francis George, Archbishop of Chicago, came and gave the first public lecture presented by the UIC Catholic Studies program this fall. We also hosted the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. Her visit was in October. Dr. Garcia was very helpful, along with the Dean of the School of Public Health, in sponsoring and anchoring this event. The topic was affordable, the Affordable Care Act, and I'm sure most of you with children 26 and above know about the Affordable Care Act. Senator Dick Durbin also came to campus this past fall in his campaign to strengthen clean air standards. And next to him, I think that Dr. Garcia in his presentation will talk about the many contributions of Jerry Krishnan, who is one of the leading researchers, and his research primarily focuses on asthma. And at that particular session, Jerry spoke about the fact that 18 million adults and 7 million children in the United States suffer from asthma. We also, President Hogan and I hosted the Illinois Secretary of State, Jesse White, who is promoting these wonderful collegiate license plates, and it's supposed to generate revenue for student scholarships. So I hope that is truly the outcome. 2012 promises to be another milestone year in our history. We are in the midst of planning the 6th Urban Forum to take place in December of this year. The theme is Metropolitan Resilience in a Time of Economic Stress. The 2012 UIC Urban Forum will examine the capacity of local governments to mobilize resources efficiently and effectively during these difficult times. And recently, Mayor Rahm Emanuel came to UIC, to Hull House, to announce that this campus will be the setting for the 2012